With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, we are in Houston. Tyler and
Ooh, I'm here in the studio. You sound sober and lucid.
I am. I got some sleep last night. I mean, a lot of sleep last night, actually, because I was a little worn out. But then I got a lot of sleep last night, and here we are today, all chipper and fresh and ready to go for the next 3 hours talking about Houston sports, and it just doesn't get any better than our sports situation.
I was coming back. There's a long-ass coffee line downstairs, and because this is the first day that everyone's going to be headed over to the – I don't know. I just know that today's the first day that the line was filled up with scouts and personnel people. And the Big Ten basketball, women's basketball tournament is in town. Well, I guess men and women's. And right now the women's teams are here, and so we had some stragglers there from a couple of teams. But I saw one of them. I said, hey, go get us some Texans. And I said, maybe running back, wide receiver, offensive line, you know, guard interior, maybe guard center in that area. He goes, keep going. Rush, defensive tackle. He goes, yeah. I said, cornerback, safety. He goes, yeah, there we go. I said, maybe a backup quarterback at some point. He goes, okay, I think we finally got it all. I said, yep. He goes, we got a lot to get.
There's a lot to get. And you're in the middle of it, so that's pretty cool. And we got a lot of sound from yesterday. What with all the guys going up there and making statements, including our head coach Lovie Smith, and not a lot of not a lot of surprising stuff coming out, except maybe a little bit how aggressive Chris Greer was. Chris Greer said the door is shut on Deshaun Watson. It, you know, Mike McDaniel's all in on two. I guess they gotta give the impression to everybody, and including Tua, hey, we made a commitment in this guy. Let's see what we've got. He was pretty effective, although did you see his numbers versus Davis Mills' numbers?
Well, it looks, I mean, the same.
Yeah.
They're actually exactly the same in every category.
Right, right.
That's what was weird about it, is they were exactly the same. But Tua also didn't play. I think Tua and Mills both didn't play all the games. But Tua is a better fit. If you really know the truth, I think Tua is a better fit for Mike McDaniel's offense than he was for what was there previously. Mike McDaniel's offense is going to be probably leaning more heavily on the boot action, some boot action, but it's the outside zone stuff. It's a very quarterback-friendly offense. Think what Gary Kubiak used to run in a very general sense. And it's one of the friendlier quarterback drafts, and Tua is a guy who I think is better thrown into space than thrown into windows. And so I think that's what you're going to see. I think Tua is, you know, I think he is made for that offense. I think that gives him the best chance to succeed. You want to know the truth. Deshaun Watson's actually not – Deshaun likes to take plays off schedule. That's not really an offense that you're supposed to take it's not at its best when you're taking it off schedule, because there's a lot of timing. You know, one route times with another. It's called levels passing, right? You got – think about this. If you go back to Gary Kubiak, remember, he might have Kevin – Walter did, you know, went on a shallow cross, and you got Andre running an over route, which is like an intermediate route, which is, you know, similar, like a crossing route over the top, intermediate, and then maybe Owen Daniels run a post route or a corner out from the tight end. That's a levels passing attack, three different levels. And that's what Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, Kyle Shanahan, it's that kind of passing attack. Sean McVay, you know, and so on, Matt LaFleur, so on and so forth. Well, Deshaun, I think Deshaun could be good in it, but you need to be able to sit in and not, you know, not like, don't freestyle so much. And Deshaun, I think, he's better at it now than he was. Well, from what I remember.
It's a long time ago now. But don't you remember that Baltimore game where he was off schedule all the time and just horrible?
Terrible.
It was
terrible.
Awful. And then, I believe the very next game, he was on schedule all the time and just looked great. Looked great. So, I mean, maybe you can reel him in some and you know,
he got better. Yeah, he got better. And Quincy has talked about this before. Deshaun got better at that. He wasn't sure Deshaun would get better, you know, quickly. But Deshaun actually got much better.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, under Tim Kelly, he got better in his last year at doing that. But, yeah, I think to what Mike McDaniel probably went, okay, number two things. Stephen Ross probably said, yeah, good thing we didn't trade for him because this stuff ain't clearing up anytime soon, so forget it. And then number two, Mike McDaniel probably looked at him and said, you know what? Yeah, we can go with Tua. Will fit with what we do. We'll be fine with Tua. And that's probably how that went. So then they can make
it. Might be how he got the job.
Yeah, now you're right about that.
Yep.
So, you know, he went in and they said yesterday, Chris Greer said, that is a definitive statement. The door is shut on Deshaun Watson. That was like, that hurt my heart a little bit, just thinking, well, guys, let's just keep it a little open.
Well, no, that's one less place that. You know, and their draft picks and everything else. I mean, it certainly would be nice not to close doors. And anytime a door is closed, then you know what? Another one doesn't open. Not in the NFL because there's only 32 doors. And so, and there are a lot of doors that are already closed that don't want Deshaun Watson. Are they better off with what you would have to give up for Deshaun Watson? Would the Dolphins be a better organization if they had to give up all the draft capital that they have? And to get Deshaun, or are they better off right now keeping what they've got with Tua?
No, Deshaun, because here's why. They have the most – I forwarded you over our research packet for to your Gmail, research packet for NFL free agency. The Dolphins have over $60 million of cap space right now. Now, they've got to re-sign Mike.
They're number one, by the way.
Number one. Texans are about in the middle,
as
always.
17th.
Mike Gesicki is a priority. They're tight end. They'll re-sign him, so that'll take some of it away. But I think they have the money. I think if you could afford to give away, because of where they are cap-wise, you could afford to trade draft capital for Deshaun. In a hypothetical, you know, just in a hypothetical world, you could afford to trade away draft capital and still have free agency money to add what you need to, because you'd have your quarterback and you'd be, you know, in good shape. So I think they actually would potentially be in better shape if Tua is not good enough. But one of the things we've seen with that offense is that, you know, Matt Ryan was an MVP. Jimmy Garoppolo, people can make the comment, all Jimmy does is win. Well, Jimmy's not that good of a quarterback. But in that offense, you know, you have a chance to be a lot better. Now, it helps that you have guys like Kittle and Debo Samuel and now Brandon Ayuk and a good running game. So that's why I think they made a definitive statement, and that's fine. One of the storylines that has come out of the draft is that they're eliminating storylines. What I mean by that is Aaron Rodgers, Brian Gutekunst comes out and said, no one's made an offer. It's not hot and heavy. There's no trade scenarios or narratives or buzz about Aaron Rodgers. Seattle's basically coming out and say, Russell ain't going anywhere. We're good with Russell. Russell's good. So that big name is really feels like it's being taken off the board. It's been potential quarterback shift being taken off the board.
That's a good thing for the Texans.
It is a good thing for the Texans, you get things, you know, settled. I think it's a great thing for the Houston Texans. But that's been one of the stories, though, is that, you know, there's not going to be this quarterback movement, I think, that people were pining for this wholesale. Where's Aaron Rodgers going to go? Where's Russell Wilson going to go? Well, that's not going to happen. So now the media has to try to say, Malik Willis is special. Wait a minute. This is a quarterback draft. Well, what about Kenny Pickett? Well, hold on a second. Matt Corral. They're trying to make it a quarterback draft that's not a quarterback draft. So it's not a quarterback draft. Which, no, I found out yesterday, no one likes me saying that in NFL Network, apparently. Apparently they don't like when I downsell the draft. And they're like, I was on the Around the League podcast with with Dan Hansis and Greg Rosenthal and Mark Sessler, and Money Smith was on it with me, and those guys are hilarious. But so they said, what, you know, what about this quarterback draft? Is it true there's no stars in this draft? I said, you know, I said, it's not a bad draft. I said, it's like when your grandma buys you, you know, socks for Christmas or notebook paper for school. It's like, it's not sexy, but you need these things. He goes, so the draft is like grandma buying you socks. Boy, the ratings are going to be through the roof. And I was like, but you need them. He goes, oh, there's no more sizzle than notebook paper from grandma.
Did you get the call then?
Luckily it was on a podcast. Alert? No, it's on a podcast. It hadn't been, it was just being taped. I'm sure when it comes out and people hear, like, hey, listen, while we're at the draft and all the way through the combine and all the way through the draft, try not to liken our draft this year to grandma presents, because that doesn't have a lot of sizzle. I'm sure I'll get that at some point.
No.
Hopefully Raj doesn't say, I don't want Roger to call and say that.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers, and do we have the Matt LaFleur sound? All right. Well, when we come back, we'll do this, because Aaron Rodgers off the market, Russell Wilson off the market. These are very good things. These are very good things. So now all of a sudden, I don't mind a guy with 22 complaints. Now all of a sudden, I don't mind a guy who, you know, hasn't played in a while. It's okay. Now all of a sudden, yeah, we can fade. We can fade Deshaun. I'm pretty sure the fan base will be okay. You know what? We can't get Aaron Rodgers. We can't get Russell Wilson. And listen, our own head coach, Lovie Smith, he wants, let's go. Hopefully we get a move on in this thing. let's get this thing moving.
Yeah.
That is all happening right now at the Combine. That's where Lance is. We are here in Houston. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And, of course, you can always tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Tyler Drew Scott. Tyler Drew Scott, if you want to, if you're pissed at Tyler, is everything working today? That's excellent, Tyler. You're doing an excellent job. Everything is up, and that's excellent. So anyway, let's talk right now about my bookie. If you want to make bets on the draft, you can. You can. Well, how about, listen, we're starting to get, did you see the tournaments have already started? The smaller tournaments around the country? Hello, it's March Madness time. It is here. And oh, guess what? You've got all kinds of great stuff at MyBookie that you can bet on. It is ridiculous right now how much they're giving away. And they're giving away like $100,000. They got in each round, predict winners in each round of the MyBookie bracket contest for a chance to win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT valued over $50,000, and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. How about that? That's quite a bit. And you know what? It's free. It's free. Whether you're filling up multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today with MyBookie. Use promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket contest. Selections for the bracket will officially begin on March 13th and close on March 17th at 12 p.m. So make sure you get your deposit in now with BET975 to secure that free entry. Free entry. And there's all kinds of great stuff. And you know college basketball, so this is a great time to join. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
My tomahawk steak from Pete's Fine Meats got a lot of play last night. I put it out there, made it. It was wonderful, juicy and wonderful, and just a great piece of meat. Just stopped by and saw Michael yesterday. As a matter of fact, he's going to get his Tony Danza on the show. Tony's still doing movies. He's, as a matter of fact, right now I think he's in New Zealand or South Africa or somewhere down there. And he is, but he said he would come on the show, and we'll talk a little bit with him. That'll be fun if we can get Tony Danza on. But he's going towards 80 now. So
what?
Yeah, Tony Danza is almost 80 years old. So, but he still sounded great. And he still sounded like that old Italian, you know, boxer. That you know, little punch drunk. He still sounded like that same guy that we remember, who's the boss, and Taxi. But I got a lot of play last night. I grew up Catholic, right? We never, ever had fish on Ash Wednesday. Ever. It's just Fridays during Lent. I never even heard of that you couldn't eat meat on Ash Wednesday.
No. I was reminded by my wife yesterday.
Well, I didn't know. Did you know this was a thing? You can't eat meat on Ash Wednesday?
Do you know who I'm married to?
Huh?
Yeah, I know it's a thing. I knew it's a thing once I got married to Nicole.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. Nobody ever told me that. Mama always made us. We always had the pasta with the meatballs.
No, and you had a bunch of people coming at you like, what are you doing? Somebody put a picture of Jesus up there.
I know.
Come on, dude. Jesus. I was like, oh, John's posting the tomahawk on Ash Wednesday. It's a bold move.
I didn't even know.
Bold move, Cotton.
I didn't even know. But by the way, the last couple of years, I've been going to Grace Bible Church. So we've definitely moved away, and it's just so I love it. It is unbelievable how.
So now you're saying that's the green light for you to start going full meat is murder on Ash Wednesday?
Well, listen.
Is that what you're saying?
There is no meat. I never knew this about Ash Wednesday anyway. I've always eaten meat on
how
Ash Wednesday,
and God's possible?
And Jesus still loves me. Okay.
How is that possible?
I've never heard of that before.
That you never heard of that?
I never, ever,
Catholic
ever heard
a,
of that.
In an Italian
Ma always
family.
Made pasta on Wednesdays, and we had meatballs, like, so, all right.
Maybe she used better than meat or whatever, or
no.
impossible,
oh,
maybe it was impossible
you,
meatballs.
Impossible meatballs? My mom? What are you, half of?
John, where did you pass the impossible meat? For the impossible meat. You know it's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible. You're going to stay in this house and you make impossible your meatballs. That's an impossible time for you to stay in my impossible bed.
It would be impossible.
Hey, Dad, why are we letting Mom make these impossible meatballs? You need to get control of your woman.
That you damn right.
Hey, Johnny, you right, Johnny. And then there's your brother Craig like, you guys need to really, this is embarrassing that you talk like this. I'm the really sane one. Hey, be quiet, Craig. I get Mel Murphy and the other animals on top of you. Be careful.
They don't know. People don't know who Mel Murphy is.
He shot himself in the leg like Plaxico Burress.
No. Stephen Smith shot him in the leg.
Oh, Stephen shot Mel Murphy in the leg.
Yeah.
By the way, when you were gone, me and Dell were telling Bun about some of the stuff about you coming from Chicago, how you just randomly will stop talking about Chicago stuff, and it's real weird and creepy, and how somebody got shot in the leg, and Bun's like, what? Who is John? I said, trust me, we don't really know 100%. He said, is he witness protection? He changed his name at one point and lived in Scottsdale, Arizona.
No,
he was in Scottsdale under Granada, but then he changed his name in Louisiana. There's a lot of things that track with witness protection.
There's no witness.
A lot of attracts.
There's none of that going on. Here's what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Right now, ESPN's running Panthers, Saints, and Bucks could be in play for Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Panthers, let's talk about it. Yeah, we could see that, although I saw a report that the other day that said Deshaun, he vetoed a trade to the Panthers.
Where'd you see that?
People... They're just assuming, just because that didn't happen, he vetoed it. That's not true. It's not true.
No, I would keep that one open on your bingo card if you want.
Yeah, let's not forget, he did play in Carolina. So, I mean, he, you know, that could be a place that may not be his number one
place.
He's got to find a place
at some point.
Yeah, and his options, those doors, we just saw one close in Miami, and we know he wanted to go there. He really, really would enjoy playing in Miami. He
you know where else?
The lifestyle, the city, the team, everything.
You know where else, Johnny, that he can't make it happen this year, though, is Minnesota. But it can't happen this year because Kirk Cousins is going to make $45 million. You can't fit both those guys in, so that's not possible.
Well, how much would Justin Jefferson like him? But if
unless you traded Kirk Cousins to the Texans as part of the deal.
What is wrong with you? Don't say that. What do you say? Well, you said that with your outside voice.
Well, that's the only way you could make that happen.
No, that's not. There's no way.
So that's probably not going to
happen
either. No,
their dead cap money would be stupid.
So now are where are we? Now are where are we? I do think Tampa's won. I do think the Saints would make sense with Pete Carmichael staying there.
Yes.
And I think Carolina is very interested. I know Carolina's interested, but you've got to have it go both ways, and none of it matters until all this stuff gets done. Now, you talked about Lovie Smith. It was very refreshing. Listen, David Culley's gone. He'll be a side note in Texans history when it's all said and done. The 1 year you had David Culley, he said things you never knew what he was going to say on any given day. It was refreshing.
True.
I mean, am I not wrong?
No, you're right.
It was refreshing having Lovie Smith up there just giving regular coach answers that made me feel like, okay, it's kind of a regular, just a normal head of the team right now. And Lovie Smith yesterday talked about Deshaun Watson. He was asked about Deshaun Watson. So if you haven't seen it, I put a picture on my Instagram. There's like four or five podiums, and three coaches or three general managers or a mix of the two will be up speaking at any one time. And there are people who are gathered around this podium or the other podium to gather sound. It's really a very unique experience. And Lovie Smith was up there and was asked about Deshaun Watson, and Lovie is like, I think this is at the podium. I don't know if this one was at the podium or with
Vanessa
or Pro Football Talk, yeah. But he was asked about Deshaun Watson and getting it done, and Lovie was there. Wasn't Lovie's giving real answers right now? Here's Lovie's answer.
We would like a prompt resolution to it, but I'm also a patient man too, you know, and time normally takes care of everything. We understand this is year two. And I know Deshaun wants to play, and we want ours. It'll come to a head. I have faith in that. We just have to give it a little bit of time, and hopefully everybody will be happy with it. I'm sure that'll be the case.
Well, hopefully. I mean, you get anything. I mean, not anything, but the Texans will probably receive a nice haul for it. And Deshaun will be able to go where he wants, and everybody will be happier. And this whole thing will be resolved if, in fact, the criminal complaints are dismissed. That would be very, very nice. Now, if it takes forever, if there are criminal charges, bam, shuts the door on everything. Bam, until all of that is resolved, because we don't know. We're not trading for a guy who's facing possible prison time. So that certainly has to be resolved first. But if in fact the criminal charges are dismissed, then Deshaun can more than likely be on his way, and everybody will be happy. Hopefully that will happen before the draft. And if not, then, you know, you're going to get future draft picks, because you're not going to be able to trade for him until after the draft. So hopefully you get – and players, quite possibly. So the Panthers are one, the Saints are one, and the Bucks are one, according to ESPN this morning. I don't know what they know or what they've heard. I guess if you just logically think, well, yeah, okay, all of those teams need quarterbacks, right? What's the cap space like for each of those teams? Because that's kind of a big deal. Carolina right now, it's kind of a big deal. Let's see. Where is Carolina Panthers? They do not have a ton of cap space, as a matter of fact. They're right behind the Texans at $15 million. The New Orleans Saints are in cap hell. They're the worst team in the league, minus $42 million. So I don't know how they would do a deal for Deshaun Watson and take on his $35 million. So I don't know that that's going to be the case. And then Tampa Bay is a team right now who's in 13th place, $21 million. That's a possibility. Now, Tom Brady is screwing this thing up, though. Is he not? Again, with the comments, I'm not sure what the future will determine. What is that? What the? I thought he retired. Can you just – is this going to be a Brett Favre? Is this going to be a George Foreman thing?
This is becoming a thing where, like, oh, Tom, don't fall into the Brett Favre thing. This is completely – it's completely starting to look Brett Favre-y. Here's the deal. Tom Brady, he was at the Seminole Pro Member Golf Tournament and said his future was still, quote-unquote, to be determined. Now, that could mean, you know, that could mean anything. And he was once again cryptic during a more recent appearance on Fred Couples' Sirius XM radio show. So he was on with Freddie Couples. I didn't know he even had one. He said, I wish I had a clear vision of what the future holds, responding to where he may go next, according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. I think for me, there's a lot of great things and a lot of great opportunities that I know I said right after football season I was looking forward to spending more time with my family. And I've done that the last 5 weeks. And I know there will be a lot more of that, too. So, you know, I like staying busy, that's for sure. I played a little golf today. I'm actually going to see my parents tonight, which will be a real highlight for me on their turf. I'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept in when I was a kid. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to some golf the next few days. And then we'll figure out where we go from there. He famously said, never say never to a comeback on his Let's Go podcast. But, you know, the comments he made there are being construed as potentially about coming back to football, and I can understand that. But after what Bruce Arians said yesterday, how they would never let him play for anyone else, you know, you could also look at this as where's he going next, like Apple TV, if they get the NFL Sunday ticket. Or
well, he's going to be in a movie.
Amazon, he's going to be in a movie. Like Tom Brady, his I wish I had a clear vision for what the future holds. That doesn't necessarily mean
no,
football.
But you could shut the door. Not the never say never. Just shut the door. Shut that door, and so the Bucs can trade. So the Bucs can trade for Deshaun.
Is he like? Do you find Tom Brady likable?
I think
I do.
Yeah, I
find him. My wife all of a sudden loves Tom Brady. She out of nowhere. She's like,
oh, is it really
like
out of nowhere?
Lance? She thinks it. She's like,
isn't this one of those? Oh no, he's ugly. I don't like him, honey.
No, she thinks he's handsome now. Out of nowhere. Well, you know, Tom got better looking as he got older. So Tom Brady, to her, she's like, oh, he's handsome, and she wanted him to win. She wanted him to win. I think he's likable. When we come back, there is something else called the most despised people in the country in sports.
Right.
Who are the most despised people in sports? I've got a list of the most despised
people.
Well,
this is just in the NFL,
sports.
I think. Just in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
The NFL.
Yes, it is just in the NFL. You're right.
Just the NFL. So
No. I think Embiid's on the list.
I do not see.
No, you're right.
Not.
NFL.
No, it's just the NFL. It's 727 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, who's despised? It might surprise you.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance, how about some bracket stuff?
Yeah, it's that time again. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's fourth annual Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light, supported by Rambler Sparkling Water. I love Rambler. We'll be giving prizes to 97.5 winners. The point 5 winner is the penultimate winner, second to last in the whole bracket. And did we mention that it's all free? Prizes include a 65-inch 4K LG LED TV from Audio Visual Consultations, $50 gift cards to the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, Smash Burger, and much, much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register right now. It's not March Madness yet, but March Madness is right around the corner, so you go register right now so you're ready to roll at ESPN975.com. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Now, when last we left you, we told you about the most despised people. If we did one in Houston, that would be a different thing, I think. If we had
who would
something
be
like,
okay? Most
I think it would be Easterby would be one.
Well, probably.
Well, okay, Houston sports. I think it would be.
I think Harden might beat him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Harden might beat him.
Maybe.
I don't know. It'd be.
I mean, he's not here anymore, but he counts because he was part of it. So.
Yeah. Obviously.
So the most you already know the answer to this, so you already know these who these people are.
Does this surprise you at all? Who's number one?
Not really, because I think he was probably on the list anyway. And then with all the vaccine stuff and I think for some people it just became over the top. He, you know, he kind of likes to troll people a little bit. Yeah, I guess a little bit how far and ahead he is over everyone else. It's Aaron Rodgers. Most disliked NFL player, coaches.
266,850 tweets, negative tweets. that had some kind of negative word in it about him.
In the last month. Now, he is – this is when he was going to retire. This is when he was going to, you know, not retire, but we didn't know what he was going to do. And then you had the weird, the creepy Instagram post where all of a sudden he disappeared from the picture. And so keep in mind that is – yeah, you do have to mention it's in the last month.
Yeah.
So take that with a grain of salt. Number two –
that's a lot of negative in a month.
It is, but Antonio Brown a second. And this guy's not really been in the news the same kind
of way.
Well,
he's still hanging with Kanye. And,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, Antonio Brown has some staying power, is not likable. He's got some real staying power. Bill Belichick, third. All he did was get beat in a game. He didn't come out and say anything or do anything crazy.
No.
The next ones feel – okay, Aaron Rodgers, his number is really way up there, but I think it's because he has recent news. Check out the list, the ones that come next. I think it would hit the list for a while. Antonio Brown, Bill Belichick, Odell Beckham Jr., Deshaun Watson. I think all those guys are going to stay on the list for a while.
Deshaun is – it's amazing. Well, everything, you know – anytime you talk about Deshaun now going forward, there will be some negativity. I think he'll turn it around some, but he's never going to lose all of the smirkiness and the shots that he's going to take about the butt thing and the massages
needs to,
and everything.
I think it's important for Deshaun to rebrand, and this is what I mean. I think it's important to rebrand to what and who he was previously. It's going to be
there's this bit of phoniness to it, though.
Maybe he also I can tell you this. Dabo didn't think there's any phoniness to it. I think that there is a belief also that once you get a certain amount of access, and you've
sure
seen
he's
this,
not
you've
Eddie
been
Haskell, though.
Oh, no, but you've been around.
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver. You look wonderful today, Mrs. Cleaver.
No,
and then you're giving noogies to the beef.
John, no, I don't think so. He gave paychecks. You know what phony people do? They give lip service.
Yeah, it's also
he gave
it's
actual
a great ploy.
Game checks.
It's all, yeah, he gave a paycheck
what,
to the to, wait. Hold on.
What,
he gave a paycheck to the workers at you know to, I believe it was right after the flood. Whatever the case. Well, yeah, whatever the case.
How many does he get?
No. Listen, you can't fault him for it, but it was also highly publicized, and it was a great start to you know Deshaun in the city, and it's a great PR story, and all of those things. It's wonderful.
I think
I know people who know him behind the scenes too, Lance, and I've seen him out and about, and he's not affable. He's not a nice guy.
I know people who know him and have known him for a long time. Well, since he was in high school, who say he's different now than he was then.
Yeah.
And my point is this, and you know this to be fact too. You can change too. Once you have money and access and fame, it changes people. And I don't think it's crazy to think that Deshaun Watson that came out of Clemson is not the Deshaun Watson you see today.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's crazy. People change. I don't think a rookie in 17, given his paycheck, one of only 16 that he's going to get, or 17, either 16 or 17,
17
that can be a genuine. That could still be a genuine thing. Deshaun might actually have a very genuine side too and be a little freaky. You know, that's also possible. All these things are possible. But my point is, if I'm Deshaun Watson, you can't just lean into, well, if you think I'm the bad guy, I'm not going to care anymore, and I'm just going to do what I want to do. I don't think that's the smart move. I think the smart move for Deshaun is to do charitable stuff, is to try to rebuild image and brand, because he's a quarterback. He's not Antonio Brown. He's not a wide receiver. He's not a linebacker. This dude is quarterback, and they're different. They're asked to be different.
It'll be interesting to see if he gets any of the – well, there's a lot of layers to this in
the marketing
this article.
Stuff's not – I don't think the marketing
I don't
stuff
think,
comes
I
back.
Don't know. Maybe someday. I don't know how it can. We'll see. But right, there's a lot of layers to this. But one last thing that we have to talk about this.
Yeah. The next
Who finishes next?
Jackson Mahomes. By the way, it says most disliked NFL players, coaches, owners, or associates. Jackson Mahomes – was next. Honestly, Jackson Mahomes is probably not well known enough outside of just some people on Twitter, or he would be probably second.
And for those of you that don't know who Jackson Mahomes is, he's Patrick Mahomes' brother. And he is every single time he does any, he's
so cringe. Everything is cringeworthy.
Oh my
Everything.
Gosh, it's just debaggery.
John's not even doing it justice.
No, it's
I mean, honestly, it's not.
And you know
even
who
doing
else finishes on this list? Okay, Tyreek Hill, Roger Goodell, Baker Mayfield. I see Daniel Snyder. I see a Cam Newton. I see a Jerry Jones. Yes, he's got all these issues.
Kirk Cousins. I'm just sitting here being milquetoast Kirk Cousins. How am I getting in trouble?
Josh McDaniels, DeSean Jackson. Yeah. Okay, Jalen Ramsey, Brittany Matthews.
Yeah, that's DeSean's fiance. not DeSean, I'm sorry, Pat Mahomes' fiance. She hits the list. Ezekiel Elliott and then Robert Kraft.
But she got to be like, well, at least I ain't way up there with you, Jackson.
At least I ain't you, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they hate you, Jackson.
Well, this is interesting, though, because there was something happened in golf yesterday, as a matter of fact. The PIP was paid out, and the PIP is money for marketing that golfers will get. The number
$2 billion.
Yeah.
Is it the $2 billion they were holding back from Phil Mickelson?
Well, but here's the deal.
Oh.
Phil Mickelson thought he won it. Phil Mickelson thought he was the
number. What does this mean?
The PIP is scored by Google searches, Meltwater mentions, social reach, Nielsen, and Q score. Ms. Mickelson mistakenly tweeted that he had won in December, and he got the $8 million. Tiger said, whoops. Tiger comes in first. He got $8 million.
Tiger's still at the top of the food chain. Of course he is.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Arnold Palmer wasn't still in this thing. That's how much money and endorsements Arnold Palmer had. And Michael Jordan, after he was done, he was probably still at the top of the food chain in the NBA well after he retired. Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy. But here's the deal is all the mentions and everything else and the Google searches and everything else, Phil, a lot of it was negative because of his negative comments. A lot of that stuff, well, this was in December. This actually happened, I think it finished up in December for the year. So maybe it was, maybe none of that stuff counted. But you look at these guys at the top of this list, and they're still the older guys that are, you know, still very popular. But then you look at, You look at Deshaun Watson losing all his endorsements, Phil Mickelson losing all his endorsements, despite the amount of popularity that these two guys have. That's why I'm saying I'm not so sure that Deshaun can't possibly get it back. Callaway stayed with Phil Mickelson. It'll be interesting to see if any of these guys come back once Phil is contrite, once he does his, you know, I'm sorry tour. Once he's on all of these different shows, as contrite as possible.
Yeah, he said something terrible. DeSean had issues against multiple women. I mean, it's just different.
Yeah, it is different. It is.
Phil said something really stupid. DeSean has 22 cases pending, and one or two may go criminal. Like, I don't know, man. That's women's groups. That's hard. In the Me Too era where guys are being held more, you know, responsible for stuff like that, He shouldn't. If Art Briles can never coach again, DeSean should never get another advertising deal ever again.
There's too many guys out there. There's too many.
This
guys,
stuff is yeah. true. I mean, come on. He should. Never
well, even
get
if it's not, the accusations
deal.
And all of the negativity.
Well, that's going to keep it from happening. But if it's not true, then I would certainly not be in favor of anyone.
Well, I don't know with 22 accounts
true.
That there's no truth.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
You have to say alleged, but man, the smoke and the fire thing and some of the stuff we've already had released
right.
from his own text messages or DMs or whatever. Come on. We could talk about it if you want, but I have a hard time believing that people – we should not live in a society where we say no to Art Briles ever working again, but yes to Deshaun Watson. It's got to be a no across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly.
No. Yeah, no.
I mean, he's going to play again. I'm telling you. Art's not going to work. DeSean is going to play.
Well, DeSean will play. There's no question. You got talent. And then it brings up that whole, where does DeSean want to play? And we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about my people over at Chastain Ford. I know where they want to be. They want to be in the city of Houston. They've been in the city of Houston for 80-plus years now. It is unbelievable that you could stay in business in the city of Houston for over 80 years. And the Chastains have been selling cars here in the city. Joe, his Patrick's dad, and then his dad, and I believe his dad as well, all selling cars here in the city of Houston. But this dealership has been just unbelievable, has taken a huge step, and is going to take another a big, big step in the coming years, and we will talk about that in the near future. But here's the deal is if you don't stay in business that long unless you're great at what you do, unless you give people a square deal. And it's not like they were, advertising monsters. You know, Mac built his business on just advertising. That's not the way the Chastains have gone about it. What the Chastains did was just give you a great deal. That you got the best service that you could possibly have. You got a great vehicle, and they worked that deal to get it to you at the best price they possibly could. How in the world are you the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston unless you do that for the businesses? Businesses will tell you this is the place to go. Well, now retail is the place to go, and you can do it all online, and you don't have to worry about add-ons. It's all happening at ChastainFord.com, or get to the dealership and meet the great people. You will love them. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Go see my peeps over at Chastain Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Lance put out a picture of his tomahawk. I can't tell if it's juicy, though. You can tell mine was juicy, Lance.
Mine's super juicy.
No. Well, did you see? I mean, it was like there was blood all in the map, the plate. It was unbelievable how juicy mine was.
My steaks are pretty. I've gotten it down to a pretty good science. There's a lot of different ways to cook a steak. You know, it's funny. I was talking about with Money Smith. Matt Money Smith is one of my favorite people in the world. You know, he's done radio as long as we have, but he's lived a pretty crazy life. I was telling him, I said, you ought to see my radio partner, the life he lives. It's a joke. I was so pissed at you. But
what are you talking about?
I said, he gets to do all this stuff. His wife's a president, so he just goofs off all day long. It's a
goofs
joke.
Goofs off? I'm working my ass off for this station.
So Money has done radio in L.A. with, you know, he's done it with Petros for 16 years. And we talk about radio stuff. We talk about this, that, and the other. And so everyone in Indianapolis goes to St. Elmo's. Oh, St. Elmo. You going to St. Elmo's? You can have some steak and some shrimp cocktail at Elmo's? No, it's amazing. They have horseradish. It burns your nose really bad. Oh, great. Okay. So this is what it – oh, yeah, and the steaks – dude, you know, Indianapolis fancies himself as a big steak place. This St. Elmo's steak, to me, it's the most – oh, and Money was 100% in agreement. I get meats from Pete's Fine Meats. I got a butcher where I get great cuts of meat. I know how to season it. I pre-season it for 4 to 6 hours in advance. I get it to room temperature. I let it sit. The seasoning soaks in. Sometimes I do pan sear, and then I slow smoke on the pit. Sometimes I'll cook on the pit. I cook at a lower temperature and then reverse sear. I played around with all these different things. My point is, you know what? When you have a really good butcher and you know how to season steak and you know how to cook it and you have an internal thermometer so you can get it to the right internal temperature so it's you take it off at the perfect time every time, there's really good steakhouses you can go to, and we have them in Houston. I'm not saying there's not. I ain't going to have steak in Indianapolis where I'm not getting as good a cut, and they're not making it as good.
No, and I've been to St. Elmo's. I've been to St. Elmo's before.
It's just some spots. No big deal at all.
It's like, well, I don't want to liken it to this.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. I know what you want to say. Yeah. Don't do it.
It's like,
I think it's best that you don't.
Yeah, it's like the best-looking girl in
It's not everyone here, it's like, oh man,
look at that girl here in Green Bay.
Well, now sometimes it's about with the shrimp cocktail, just because you put so much horseradish in your cocktail sauce, that's not a reason to go to a restaurant.
Okay, Jack Easterby, just to prove the point of the last segment, and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Jack Easterby just tweeted out.
In real life, or is this a burner?
No. Yeah, well, not just to read it out. It was 8 o'clock last night. Congrats to Houston Texans' own Dr. Jim Muntz, who was named the NFL's Jerry Hawk Physician of the Year for 2021. Congrats, Doc. A special award for a special person.
Shout out
we
to Doc
know
Muntz.
Doc Muntz. Love Doc Muntz. Doc
that's
Muntz
my
is
That's
awesome.
My personal doctor.
Yeah, and I've seen him plenty. It's unbelievable.
That's my dude.
It is unbelievable. And then the comments...
Oh, no. This is just about a good dude, and Dr. Muntz.
It's just, no, and, but it, and none then, of this has to do with Dr.
Did he catch bullets?
Muntz.
Oh, no, he caught bullets.
No, Jack is just...
No, just he caught strays because of Jack.
He didn't catch any strays. It was all at Jack. All of the replies came at Jack.
Well, he didn't.
Well, actually, one didn't. Cal McNair Easterby tweeted this at Jack Easterby. Don't sell the man short, Jack. Jack's forgetting to mention that Dr. Munz set a medical record for the number of prostate exams he performed on Jack.
Oh, no. That's heartbreaking.
No, but it is. I mean, every single reply to Jack Easterby is get out, leave Houston, shout out to Fish, just stop, bro. Now we're going to see another NFL award winner get fired by you. When are you leaving Houston? Please leave the Texans as soon as possible. I agree. Congrats to Dr. Munz. Now go away, Jack. Resign. You're a preacher. Please leave. This is one after another after another. Get lost, you fraud. That's great for him. Also, I wish you weren't with the team. Hit the road, Jack. I mean, it is reply. Jack Easterby would have to win the most despised. The most despised.
Yeah, he would.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think there's any question. Yeah. And it just, I mean, that just popped up on my phone, the Easterby. And it's just, it's amazing. Amazing how disliked this guy is. But let's face it. There is a timeline since his arrival on where this organization has gone. And he has to take a big hit of it. He can distance himself as much as he wants from Bill O'Brien, but he was right in the thick and actually advocating a lot of those ignorant, stupid moves. And
I found out more. I got some clarity. Do you know that Bill? I talked to somebody who knows Bill O'Brien pretty well, and this person told me. This person told me that Bill's seen the light on Jack, obviously. This person also knows how Bill O'Brien got whacked. It was Jack Easterby, you know, got him. Bill got himself. Let's not.
Yeah.
Bill got himself. Jack just said, hey, everybody, y'all need to text the owner. Don't be texting me. Hey, JJ, round up the posse and send it to the owner. And Bill knows that happened, by the way. So anyway, so this person told me that Bill O'Brien knows full well that it was Jack, and I asked this person, I said, how did Bill get fooled by Jack? And the person said, well, I have asked Bill too how that happened, and he just said, you know, I thought we were on the same page. I thought we were, you know, we were working together towards this. He made me see, you know, a vision, like he just helped me see a vision. And I just felt like we were going to do this together. And he was by my side. And this is, you know, we were headed in the right direction. Now, Bill probably takes no accountability for all the mistakes he made, I'm sure. But I said, do you think that Bill wishes he had just stuck it out with Brian Gain? Because Brian Gain is a football guy. Brian Gain keeps his head down. He doesn't want any attention. He's just a simple dude who just loves ball. That's all he is. And he's a Parcells guy. And he goes, this person said, I never asked him specifically, but I think so, just in the way we talked about things, that he would have wished he had done things differently. Well, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he probably does. But, I don't think OB and Jack Easterby are going to be sharing any Christmas cards or anything like that.
Yeah, it would be. Oh well, he's in college, so he's not there. But if he gets back in the league and there's a place where the two of them can be together,
well, college guys show up here too now.
Oh yeah,
well, Jack may not be out of the woods yet.
Oh, is Jack there?
Sorry, I haven't seen him.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
I've seen other people. I have not seen
I don't think you
Jack.
Can have him there.
No. You absolutely could. Jack needs to be there for the character.
That's true. That's true.
I also heard, by the way, Jack is the one who handled the Hines Ward interview, almost all of it. And it was told to me that if you didn't know better, Jack Easterby was running the Texans. Now, I could have taken that and run with it on the radio the other day. But here's the thing. Hines got the interview because he is somebody who Jack's good friends with. Said you really need to interview Hines Ward. He's incredible. He's this. He's that. So I think, and so Jack was really pining for Hines Ward to get an interview. So I think the reason Jack handled the Hines Ward interview is because it was a Jack guy. You know, Jack is the one who. My guess is not all the interviews are handled that way. That Nick is the one who really handled most of the coaching interviews and not Jack.
What about the way the Eagles are handling theirs with making them shoot Nerf free throws?
Well, Sam Howell went 2 of 5.
2 for 5, said, and so he's out.
I went 2 for 5. But as I said to yesterday on the broadcast to Andrew Siciliano, I'm like, 2 for 5 from distance is not bad.
No.
Is this from three? Because if it's 40% from three.
I think it's free throws.
Okay, from free throws, yeah, it sucks. But if it was from three, if it was from distance, I'm fine with Sam Howell going 2 for 5.
Yeah, that's fine. 40%, I'll take that all day. But how about the Eagles declaring, without a doubt, Jalen Hurts is our starting quarterback? I guess this is a time where you
now
have
is the
to,
time where you yeah. no now I think they want to lock in on him one more year because it's not a good quarterback year, so I think they want to lock in with him one more year, and then you can definitively say, look, we gave him 2.5 years as a starter, we know, or you say, hey, we're headed in the right direction. I've always felt I think my evaluation on Jalen's going to be right. I think he's a 6'1", which is a low end starter to really good backup. But a guy who will be a starter, but you're always considering replacing. I think that's who Jalen's going to end up being. He might end up being better. We will see. He certainly, you know, has his moments. I just don't know if he can consistently beat you. I think there's a lot of 6.1 quarterbacks on the grading scale we use at NFL, and Deshaun would be a 6.7, 6.8 probably. Jalen would be like a 6.1, which is – is the equivalent to a third or fourth, like a third round quarterback, really, frankly. But they're going to roll with him because it's making it easy for a lot more teams. You know, Russell Wilson. Nah, we're sticking with Russell Wilson. You don't think that has anything to do with the quarterback draft? Oh, we're sticking with Jalen Hurts. They got 3 picks in the first round.
Well, you can still draft you can still draft a, let's say, a Jack Cohn in the third or fourth round. And
Yeah. Now, that's not. Yeah, you can do that, and it may cause a little bit of buzz, but it's low profile. You draft a guy in the first round, and he's expected to be a starter.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. So even if they didn't believe in Jalen Hurts all the way, unless they really loved one of these quarterbacks, even with 3 first-round picks, the Eagles are not going to go.
Well, and you know what? There's to the point, I don't know that Jalen Hurts is, you know, he threw for over 3,000. He led the team in rushing at 784. He was 16-9. He's still a young quarterback. I think that there's just a ceiling on. I think there's just a feeling about him. But he's not awful, that's for sure.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical. I want you to answer this hypothetical. And I want you to think about it. If the Indianapolis, because we're talking about teams who need quarterbacks, and there's no real solutions here. Washington has said they're scouring every option to find a quarterback. Well, good luck, because there's not any. You know, there's not really any options this year on the trade market. Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, that's your option. Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz. If the Indianapolis Colts came to the Houston Texans and said, listen, we will give you 3 firsts and a second-round pick and 1 player, Bobby Okereke, a linebacker or something, starting linebacker. We'll give you that for Deshaun Watson. Would you consider that trade? I know it's in the division. Usually everyone says no. But you just don't know what Deshaun's value is right now. Oh. So
you're talking about right now or after all the stuff's cleared up?
After everything's cleared.
We'll talk about that on the other side. 713-780-3776. If you've got a thought on that or anything else that we talked about, you're more than welcome. We'll do that on the other side. But we got to talk about some Allstate windows and siding.
Allstate windows and siding. If you're tired of those old aluminum, and you should be tired of those old aluminum windows, those original windows that you've had in there, why aren't you going with a company like Allstate Windows, who makes windows right here in the state of Texas? Why would you not do that? Allstate Windows they have windows that are beautifully made. They're wonderfully designed. They are extremely efficient, easy to clean. And they're built for Texas tough weather. They're built here in Texas to take on the weather, the rain, the wind, the heat, all the different elements. They're all covered. And it really does improve your energy efficiency with the siding and the windows. I mean, it does an amazing job of making your house much more energy efficient. You keep the elements out. You also keep the dust out because you don't have the leakage anywhere in the windows. They're retrofit into the window space that you have. They're taken out very, very carefully. It's a very clean out. It's very clean coming in. 4 generations in the family have run Allstate Windows and Siding. Their name means something. They got military, senior citizen, and cash discounts that are available for you guys. And they're a phone call away, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. 1936. You can get a free window inspection, 25% off your windows. And for a limited time, you're going to get no interest for 36 months when you mention you heard about it from me on ESPN. Invest in beautiful, quality windows. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.